the question was asked, what do you note within a date? So the truth is that it's very important to note things, what's said between the lines. If we talk about things directly, about the importance of truth, so the other side could give you a whole lecture about the importance of truth and honesty. The foundation of every relationship is truth and honesty. And Chazal already told us that only MS stands. MS is all letters, Aleph, Mem, Tav, that have strong foundations. That's the foundation of the world. That is God's signature in the world. Aleph is the first letter in the Aleph base. Mem is the middle letter. Tav is the last letter. That's God's signature. We all have to strive to be people of truth. This is the most important thing. Yeah, very good. Nice speech. Now, you ask her, what happens when you show up to work late? And she tells you, oh, then I ask a coworker of mine to punch my card and I slip him through the back door, and suddenly you hear, wait a second, what happened from the theory to the practice? So we're all that way. We all theorize about what's really important, and then when it comes to the way we live our lives, so there are contradictions. Chazal said everyone's that way. That in the time of judgment, when we die, so there's going to be Yom HaDin, the day of judgment, and there's going to be Yom HaTochecha, the day of rebuke, where God just proves it. God says, now view your own actions. You said you were so careful about the truth when your wife lied to you. What did you do the next day? What did you do when you bet $30 on a horse and lost? You told her, oh no, I had a flat, I had to change it. Where's the truth there? So God always has, unfortunately, God always has where to prove to us that we are inconsistent. So if you want to get a picture of who you're dating, then it is very beneficial to talk about things. Not to talk directly about topics. You want to know what she feels about learning Torah. So tell stories. You have a person you know who learns Torah and teaches Torah, and he lives in this tiny apartment. When you walk into the Shabbos meal, you could barely sit around the table. But they seem happy with it, and you're wondering, don't the kids suffer on the one hand? On the other hand, maybe it's worth it for Torah. What does she think about it? You gave a story like that, now you've given legitimacy to both sides, and you hear what she says. You give another story. Stories are very good starting ground for discussions, and out of discussions you could hear. Now, again, I gave an example which is very close to being direct, because you gave a story and then you asked her what she thought. It's better if you can find examples which are not direct. So, if you can, you, from the discussions and the stories she brings up, you should try to hear what she thinks. Now, sometimes those discussions are misleading. I remember I once went on a date with a girl, and she spent the first half hour of the date telling me about how she thought it was wrong that the Mechlala teaches the girls to marry someone who's learning Torah. What is this? It's so hard on the girls, and they don't know what they're getting themselves into. And she's giving me this whole speech about how it's wrong that the Mechlala tells the girls they should marry guys who are into learning Torah. So I listen, and I listen, and I ask a question here and a question there, and I hear. And after I hear her view, after a half hour, I ask her, look, I hear what you're saying, and I don't argue with you. I didn't tell her I don't argue with you because I don't believe in arguing on a date. So it's fine. I'm just interested in hearing what you have to say. Like, if you want to hear what I have to say, I'll tell you what I think on it. But to argue is pointless. Like, I'm not looking to convince you of what I think. Let me hear what you have to say. You hear what I have to say. And if there's room to compromise or to understand one another better, good. If not, not. But after this half-hour speech, I tell her, look, I hear what you're saying. But, you know, I'm hoping to continue learning Torah. So that's the direction I'm headed. Does it make sense for us to continue this date, or this is just not for you? Because I hear what you're saying and I respect it, but I'm just wondering if there's any chance that we're compatible. So she was very offended. She said, what do you mean? Did I say I don't want that? Of course I want that. I just said that they shouldn't preach to all the girls about that, because other girls, they don't know what they're getting themselves into. I want it. Of course I want it. That's why you're dating me. So sometimes you can't take an inference. You have to ask point blank, well, you know, I heard what you said, what do you mean by that? And that's the one area where sometimes phone conversations can be more beneficial than face-to-face conversations. After you've been on a date and you think through what she said and you try reading between the lines and you're not sure, which you will oftentimes be unsure. Two different people speak two different languages. Boys and girls speak totally different languages. So then it is sometimes very beneficial to try and clarify things on the phone, because then a person feels less pressured. That's the one time I do sometimes think it's better to talk by phone. Most things is better talking face to face. And this also, there are times it'll be better face to face, sometimes on phone. So the first point you asked, what's it good to notice during the dates? It is important to read between the lines, because that gives you a more accurate picture of what the person's thinking than anything else. On the other hand, you can't jump to conclusions. So it's a lot of reading between lines. It's a lot of understanding what the person's attitude to life is, and then putting the pieces together and very often conferring. Look, from what you said here and here and here, the impression I get is such and such. Am I correct? So you got to use both and juggle them. And of course, doing everything in a way that the other side doesn't feel attacked. The other side feels legitimate being who they are and feels like you understand them and respect them, even if you may not agree with them. So that's a starting point. There's actually, we will have a whole class on this topic. In our dating series, we still have to go into many details. We mentioned many points in passing about the different languages. That there are many points that we mentioned in passing that really need more depth, but that we'll do in our dating class, Bezat Hashem.